Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Nun Gimel in Maseches Erevin. It is a new perek, perek Ketzan Me'abrin. Our perek will be dealing with the halachos of measuring the tchum of the city. We've spoken a lot about people going out of the tchum. Our perek is, as we mentioned already before, quite geometric, and there are many calculations that will be involved in this perek. Today's daf will allude to some of those issues in the Mishnah, which we'll begin discussing the way in which we calculate the end of a city's limits, to which one counts 2,000 amos of going out of the tchum, as the Torah Kedosha says, al yetzei yimish memekomo, that Chazal understand that means going 2,000 amos beyond one's tchum. How do you measure the beginning of the 2,000 amos will be the subject of our Mishnah. Quickly, the Gemara will get into Agadita, that will be discussing the Doros of Avram Avinu, then discussing Agadita that we have in Sota as well, about the Dor Mitzrayim. Continuing to discuss the Tkufa of David HaMelech, as well as discussing certain lessons from the lives of Tanoim, which the Gemara gets involved with on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Let's begin our new perek, Ketzad Me'abrin Es Ha'orim. The Mishnah asks, how do we calculate the Ibur? Rashi explains, Ibur, of course, the Shorish is the same word as Ibur, a pregnant woman. And here we want to know what qualifies as the end of a city, even when the city is literally pregnant. Rashi explains that what that means is, as we're about to see in the Mishnah, that sometimes even if the city limits end at a particular point, there is a part of the city that protrudes, as we see. Bayis nichnas, bayis yotze. If there is a house that is inside the bounds of the city, and then that is one that is outside. Or pogum nichnas, pogum yotze. If there is a tower that is inside or outside. Similarly, Hayusham Gidudis Givoas Asaratvachim, or there are runes that are 10 tvachim high, Ugisharim Unefashos Sheesh Ben Beis Dira, or there are bridges or buildings of a tomb that are capable for people to live in. According to Tosos, a tomb that is very large has place for a watchman, and that's enough to be considered a dwelling place, even if people do not live in there. But when we say Beis Dira, that refers to specifically bridges, that in order to be counted as an extension of the city, the bridge, as you'll sometimes see, has an area within the column of the bridge for someone to live in. So then in such a case, then that's considered an extension of the city. And how do you measure it? Motzien es hamida kenegdan. You extend the measurement opposite it. Va'osen osen kimintavla merubas kedei sheheiniskar es hazavius. Simply put, today I am recording near the Kosel HaMaravi in Yeshivat Netiv Aryeh, where I am during the day. And I don't have my regular Hod V'Hadar with me. I took out the Schottenstein from the Yeshiva Library. So we'll go with the diagrams in the Schottenstein Library. There, the Schottenstein Gemara. There you have a picture of a city. And you have a part of it that's jutting out. What you do is, that, as our Mishnah says, is Motzien es hamida kinegdon v'osen osen kimin tavla. You draw a line from where the area juts out. In this case, in the Schottenstein edition, it's the area in the top right corner. You draw a line down to create a perpendicular line with the other edge of the city. And then you turn it into a square. And then you're going to gain the entire corner. The entire corner is going to be included in the city, even though only a small part of it had jutted out. The furthest point that juts out, you draw a straight line down, and then you make a right turn to the edge of the city. You make a full right angle turn, to be more precise, to the city, and there you have closed it, and the city then is the square, which includes the furthest most point that juts out of the city. Now, from what it seems is that the rule of the Mishnah is absolute, the Gemara will have a technical machlokas in terms of Lashon Kodesh. And that machlokas is, how do we look at the word Ketzah Me'avrin, whether it should be spelled with an Ayin or an Aleph? Right now it seems that there's really no machlokas, but it's a question of what is the meaning of the word. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Chatani Me'avrin, with an ayin referring to a pregnant woman, v'chatani me'avarim, with an aleph from the word aver that means limbs. The Gemara will explain what does it mean that it, if the Mishnah would state ketza me'avrin with an aleph. Manatani me'avrin, aver, aver. It means that you measure the city limb by limb. Rashi explains that if there's a limb that goes out of the city, you measure that as well, as we mentioned above, that you would draw a line if it's a topmost right-hand corner, as it is in the Schottenstein edition of the Gemara, you would draw a line down until the end of the city and then draw a right angle and close it on a right angle as a square. And that's what it means, aver, aver, you measure even the outer limbs. Umandatani ma'ambrim, and those who say with an ayin, Ki'isha Ubara. It's referring to a pregnant city, like a woman who is pregnant, whose stomach juts out. Period. This causes our Gemara to quote three other machlokios between Rav and Shmuel about other meanings of words. And this will take our Gemara off on a tangent for the rest of the daf. Rav and Shmuel argued about something else. Ma'aras ha-machpela. We know that in Hebron we have the Ma'aris HaMachpela, where our ancestors, our forefathers and foremothers, most of them were buried. Ma'aris HaMachpela, Rav and Shmuel, they argued about the meaning behind the double cave. Chad Omar, Shnei Batim Zelif Nimiza, one said that it was a double cave with one cave inside of the next. And the other opinion said that it was a house with a attic above. According to Mandamer that says that's one on top of the other, that is what it means when it says double. What does it mean double? If you have a house with two floors, so then it is a double floors. But what does it mean? If it's one inside of the other, what's double? My mechpela shekfula bezugos. It's doubled because we have Avram and his wife Sarah, Yitzchak and his wife Rivka, and Yaakov and his wife Leah. Mamre kiryas arba, and we also know it's referred to as kiryas arba. Rabbi Yitzchak kiryas arba zugos. It's referred to in that way for the four zugos: Adam, Chava, Avram, and Sarah, Yitzchak, and Rivka, Yaakov, and Leah. We didn't mention last time Adam and Chava. Vahibi me'am Rachel, another machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we learned it was in the days of Amraphel, Melech Shinar, Aryoch, Melech Halasar, Kedar Laomar, Melech Goyim, Asu Milchama, Ezbera, Melech Snav, Ezpirsha, Melech Amora. There was this massive machlokas between war, Melchama, between the four kings and the five kings. Rav and Shmuel, Shchad Omar, Nimrod Shmo, one said, there was a disagreement to Rav Shmuel, and one said that Amraphel is Nimrod. V'lamash nikrashma Amraphel. If it's the famous Nimrod who's referred to in Parshas Noach, then why is he referred to as Amraphel? Sha'amar v'hippil Avram Avinu b'sol kivshana esh, because he was the one who commanded to throw Avram Avinu into a furnace when he didn't serve Avodah Zarah, and Amraphel means Omar v'hippil. V'chad Omar, Amraphel Shmo. One said, really, he was known as Amraphel. V'lomash nigra Shmo Nimrod. And why is he referred to in Parshas Noach as Nimrod? Shehimrit is called Olam Kulo Olad B'malchuso. Because he forced a rebellion of the entire world against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's some euphemism. B'malchuso. A third pasuk where there was a disagreement between Rav and Shmuel. Vayakam melech chadash al Mitzrayim asher lo yada as Yosef, which begins the intense servitude of the Jews in Egypt. Rav and Shmuel chadamar chadash mamish. What does it mean? A new king, literally. V'charamish in his chadash gzei rosav. And another said that it was the same old paro, but with new, more evil decrees. Mandamar chadash mamish tichsiv chadash. That's simple. It says new. Simple reading is pshuto kimashmo. It's new. Umandamish is chashuk zeirosav, and the mandamish says that it was new decrees. Midiloksi vayomos vayimloch, because it doesn't say that Paro died and there was a new king, so it indicates that he was new in his style, but he was not a physically new king. Umandamish is chashuk zeirosav, according to mandamish, who says that they were new decrees, haksiv ashalo yadas Yosef, that he didn't know Yosef, Maya Shalodas Yosef, David Dami, command the law Yoda Le Yosef Klal. It doesn't mean that he never knew Yosef, but he acted as if he never knew Yosef at all. Amar Reb Yochanan, three lines into the wide, and then Gimel Amin Alf. Yudches Yom Gidalti Eitzel Reb Yoshia Berivi, Velolim Adani Mimanu Ela Dover Echod. Bimishna Seinu. And I only learned in those 18 days that I was by Rabbi Yoshia, I only learned one thing, and that was about our Mishnah. Keitza ma'abrim es ha'arim. How do you, are you gores in our Mishnah? The word ma'avorin from the word aver. Ma'avorin be'alif. Only with an aleph. It's interesting to know, Rashi points out, there's an interesting expression here, Rabbi Yoshia berivi, and Rashi says berivi means the great one. He says, Adam Godol Bidoro. In fact, we have on Makos, happens to be what I learned with the boys today, Bi'iyun, on Daf Heyam Ebeis, that the Gemara uses the expression Tana Beribi, and the Masoris Hashas sends to our Daf Yomi Beribi as referring to a Godol Echad. Anyhow, that was what Rabbi Yochanan had learned by him. Asks the Gemara, Eini Vam Rabbi Yochanan Yud Beis Talmidim Hayulo L'Rabbi Yoshia Beribi, that he had 12 Talmidim, Rabbi Yoshia did, v'yudches yom gidalti b'nehem, v'limadati, excuse me, v'lomadati, and I learned lev kol echad v'echad, according to Rashi, lev means how sharp each one was, v'chachmas kol echad v'echad, and how wise each one was. If that's what Rabbi Yochanan accomplished, asks the Gemara, how could we have reported in the name of Yochanan that he really didn't learn except in regards to the girsa of the Mishnah. Lev kol echad ve'echad, v'chachmas kol echad ve'echad, gomar, gemara lo, gomar. He learned the depth and the wisdom of all of them, and he didn't learn one gemara. Iba Yisem, if you want, I could say, says the gemara, minayu did to gomar. He learned from those Talmidim. Minaydi de lo gamar, but he didn't learn from Rabbi Yoshia. Be by his name, or if else you could say, Dover Echad mi Mishnah Seinu Kamar, that he learned one thing from our Mishnah. But many other Brisas and Gemaras, Rashi explains, he did learn. Another thing that Rabbi Yochanan had reported when he had learned with Rabbi Yoshia, Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Yishiminu Lomdim Torah Eitzel Rabbi Yoshia, when we sat and learned Torah by Rabbi Yoshia, Yinu Yoshin Arba Arba Ba'ama, we would sit 4 by 4 in Amma. In other words, we were sitting 4 people to every Amma crammed together. Rebbe outdoes this. Amar Rebbe, kishayinu lomdin tar etzor Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, we were so crammed in, hayinu yoshvin shisha shisha b'amma. We were sitting 6 to an amma. The Gemara continues with another statement of Rabbi Yochanan about Rabbi Yoshia. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshia beribi bedoro. Rabbi Yoshia was one of the gedolei hador, Rabbi Meir bedoro, just like Rabbi Meir was in his generation. Ma Rabbi Meir bedoro lo yachol chaver lamid al saif daitoi. Just like Rabbi Meir in his generation, his friends didn't always understand the depths of his intentions, of his ideas. Av Rabbi Yoshia, lo yachol chaver v'lam al sof daita. So too, when it came to Rabbi Yoshia, they weren't able to understand the depths of his ideas. For example, Rashi says that earlier we learned, Adaf Yigimla Mebez, that Rabbi Meir would explain why one could argue that something that was really Tameh was Tahar. And sometimes his friends didn't understand that he was trying to bring out particular points and not to necessarily say that it was Tahar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan taught Liban Shal Rishonim Kipischa Shal Ulan. that the hearts of the original generations were as wide as the opening into a large hall. And later on, the hearts weren't as wide, just like the opening into a smaller area. And us, kemali nekev machat stikis. And we are like a very small needle. That's how open our hearts are. Rishonim, when they were talking about Rishonim, who were they referring to? Rabbi Akiva. Achrayim, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemuel. We talk about Achram, they're referring to Rabbi Lazar ben Shemuel. Ika da Amri, others taught. Rishonim, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemuel. Achronim, Rabbi Yoshia beribo. Let's take out the next words of the Gemara, Va'anu k'mali nekam machat tzadikit, and continue with Amar Abaye v'anan, kisichta beguda. We are like a peg into the wall, ligmara. Just like a peg needs to be forced into the wall, when it comes to Gemara, we have a lot of difficult time in terms of passing on the tradition appropriately. Amar Rava v'anan, ki etzbata bekira. We are like a finger into wax, lisvara, in terms of understanding what Chazal want us to. In other words, our korach hasvara has become weak. Amaravashi anan ke'etzba asa bebira l'shicha. In contrast to the difficulty of sticking something into the wall, putting a finger into a pit is not hard at all. When it comes to forgetting, it's like putting a finger into a pit. It happens very easily. Amar Yehuda Marav, Bnei Yehuda shekpidu al lashonam. The Bnei Yehuda that were careful how they spoke, Rashi explains that they spoke softly. Niskaima Torasam biyadam. Their Torah was fulfilled in their hands. In other words, they didn't forget their learning. Bnei Galil shloot bidu al lashonam. They weren't careful about their speech. Lag niskaima Torasam biyadam. Their Torah did not stay in their hands. The Gemara doesn't understand the relationship between the two. Midi bikpeda tali milsa? Does the remembering of learning dependent on how makpid they are of speech? Ela b'nei Yehuda d'daikilishna u'mesancha le'simna niskama torasam b'yadna. The b'nei Yehuda that they speak precisely and they put the appropriate simonim on things, they label things properly, they were able to hold on to their Torah. B'nei Glil d'lo d'daikilishna, they don't speak precisely. Their Torah doesn't stay by them. B'nei Yehuda, also another difference. B'nei Yehuda, Gamar Michad Rabbah, their learning comes from one Rebbe, Niskayma Torasam Biyadam. Then it's easier for the Torah to stay with them because it was a consistent learning. Rashi explains that sometimes different Rabbeim say it in different ways. B'nei Galil, Lo Gamar Michad Rabbah, they didn't learn from one Rebbe. Lo Niskayma Torasam Biyadam. Then the Torah didn't stay in their hands. Ravina Amar Bnei Yehuda, the Golum Misechta, Niskayma Torasam Biyadam. When it came to Bnei Yehuda, they would turn over the Misechta and they would teach it to others. The Torah lasted in their hands. Bnei Galil, the Lo Golum Misechta, they didn't teach others. Then, Lo Niskayma Torasam Biyadam, the Torah didn't stay in their hands. One of my great Rabbeim, Rav Abba Braunspiegel, may have Refuah Shlema, would always say that you know it when you actually teach it, and teaching you helps you know it. So that is what our Gemara is saying over here, that the Torah stays longer if a person actually goes out and teaches it, which, by the way, is why I decided to record the Daf Yomi. Anyhow, I was doing it on my own, might as well try to present it in a way that I could be learning with other people and thereby get it clearer for all of us. Gemara gives examples of this. David Galya Masechta. David would roll over the Masechta and teach to others. Rashi points out, in Gemara Brachas on Daf Dalid, says that he was Moreh Horos, which means that he taught Torah. Shaul, Lo Galya Masechta. Shaul learned, but he didn't teach it to others. Gemara gives a beautiful description of this from Tehillim. David the Galya Masechta, Ksiv Be Yireucha Yireuni, V'yismachu. Those who fear you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David is Mevakesh, should see me and happy, be happy. Rashi explains that I will give them happiness in giving them the clarity of Torah. Shol de lo galim mesechta, shol din to iksiv bei, it says in regards to him, the pasuk in Shmuel, v'chol asher yifnei yershia, wherever you will turn, you will make a mistake, you will do rishus, because he wasn't zocha to be mora halacha, because he was caused to make mistakes. How do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgived Shaul on that avera? Shnemar, as the pasuk says, u'machar ato vanecha imi, that Chazal darshan imi b'mechitzasi, that eventually Shaul will be the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that we mentioned that Bnei Yehuda are medayik in their lashon, so Gemara takes us back to the previous topic. Previous topic being whether the Mishnah, when it says Ketza Ma'abrin, should be written Ma'abrin like pregnant, or Ma'avarin b'lashon Aver of limbs. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Ika the Mashal of Bnei Yehuda, is there someone that could ask Bnei Yehuda? The Daika Lishna, Ma'abrin tan with an Aleph, or Ma'abrin tan with a Ayin. Similarly, in Maseches Bechoros, there is a question, Akuzi tnan or Akuzu with an Ayin. This is in regards to the mums of the testicles. There are two different descriptions of how you do a test for whether the Bechor has a mum that will passel it. And the question is, in the test, is it done with an Achuz, with an Aleph, or with an Ayin? So Rabbi Abba asks, Bnei Yehuda, the Daiki Lishni Mahi, Bnei Yehuda are normally the Daiki Lashon, what gears did they have? Shalinu, they asked him, Va'amrile, and they answered, Ikudatani Ma'avrim with an Aleph, Vikudatani Ma'avrim with an Ayin. Vikudatani Akuzi, Vikudatani Akuzi with an Ayin. Says the Gemara to them, why did they have the reputation of being Medayik Lashon? Here, they just reported different girsos. Bnei Yehudi, the Daik Lashon, he was an example of Bnei Yehuda, the Daik Lashon, the Hubar Yehuda, the Amar, Lahu, Talis Yeshin Limkar. That there was someone from Yehuda who said that he had a talis to sell. Amulei Mai Gavin Talisich. And they asked him, what are the colors of your talis? Amelhu kitradin ale adama, like the turnips of the ground, in other words, when they're still in the ground. In other words, he gave a very, very precise description of the talis to be as accurate as possible. B'nei Gol, the low daik lishan in Mahi. What's an example of B'nei Gol there? Not Medaik lishan, the Sanyo, who learned in Braisa, the Hubar Galila, the Havika Ozel. This fellow from Galil was going around and calling out that he wanted to buy something. And the way they would call that out was Laman. And he said, Amar Laman, Amar Laman. Which could be translated, who has Amar, who has Amar. Amar Le, but they said to him, they don't understand what he's saying. Galila Shaita, Chamar. Were you saying Chamar when you said Amar quickly? A donkey? Oh, Chamar Lemishti, or wine to drink? With a ches, or amar, wool, or a clothing, lumalbish, a dress, o amar, or a se, liskasoi, to shecht, sheep, for meat. This is an example of the Bnei Galila that didn't speak precisely. Ayi Yisasa, there was a woman, deboi lemem lechaverta, that wanted to say to her friend, toi da'achlich chalba, come and eat milk with me. But because she didn't speak precisely, instead of saying "Tochlech chalba," came out as "Tochlech levo," which sounds like a curse. "Tochlech halavia," that the levia should eat you. Ahi Yisasa, there was a woman. She came in front of the dayan. Rashi explains that this woman had a board that was stolen from her. And she wanted to say, Mari kiri tavlis havli, that I had a board, a luach, v'gonve mimeni, and it was stole from me, ukedin havis, d'chishadri li'ilava, l'mati kari a'ara. And it was so large that if you had pinned me against it, I wouldn't reach the ground. However, she said it in a way that was not clear. Amrale, she said, Mari kiri tafla havasli ugunfim minani, kud havas tachat shadiru lach ilave, lamati karecha ara, which comes out saying, I had a beam and it was stolen from me. And it came out that she said, And if you hang yourself on it, your feet won't reach the ground. Now the Gemara brings another type of speaking, which the Gemara refers to as Lashon Chachama, which is the wise speech of speaking in code. And the Gemara quotes one of its heroes, Amasa de Rebbe, Rebbe's maidservant, which the Gemara says in quite a few different places, Ksubas Kuf Gimel, as well as in Rosh Hashanah, many laudatory things about Amasa de Rebbe. Amasa de Rebbe, Kavin Shtos, B'Lashon Chachama, when she would use Lashon Chachama, Amra Hachi, she would say the following, Alas, alas means a utensil, Nikfas Bikad, is banging on the bottom of the barrel. In other words, the pitcher that's being used to fill up wine from the barrel is banging on the bottom because almost all the wine is gone. Yidun nisharya likeneon. Should we chase the eagles to their nests? O yadi basa chavirtimna. Or should we open up another barrel? Rashi explains that she was alluding to the fact that there wasn't any more food in the house of Rebbe, and she wanted to know whether the Talmidim should be sent home or they should get more food. V'kadav, a boy delays when, and when Rebbe wanted them to stay, have Amra Lahu, most changed the girsa to that he would say to her, Amar La, Yade Basa Chaverta Mine. Remove the cover of the new battle, V'sekfas ala bikad, and put inside the pitcher, Ki'ilfa da azla b'maya, like a boat that goes out in the river. In other words, let the pitcher float on top and bring out a new barrel. Rabbi Yossi bar Asan kam mishtoy b'lashon chachma. Rabbi Yossi bar Asan used to lose lashon chachma. Amar, he would say, Asu li shor mishpat bitur miskein. He would ask for his meat, to be, his meal, to be prepared in this manner, using an expression that was a Simon, to referring to food, even though it was only obvious to the people in the family. V'kadav v'shol mishpaza, and when he was asking someone from his city a question and he didn't want others to understand, Amar Hachi would say, Givar pum den che, which means, Maze tova yesh, how are things doing for him? According to this girsa, it's past tense, and he's asking about somebody who once stayed by his house. Rabbi Avo Gavim Mishtoi, when Rabbi Avo was using Beloshen Chacham Av Amar Hachi, Asrigu Lepcham, an interesting expression, turn the coals into Esrogim, that they should become as bright as Esrogim, Arkiul Lezahavim, spread them out so that they may turn to gold to get very hot, V'yasuli, and please make for me Shnei Magide Ba'alota, two pieces of chicken. Ikudami V'yasul Ben Shnei Magide Ba'alota, two chickens on these coals. Amru le Rabbanan, le Rabbi Avo. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Avo, Hatzpinenu heichon Rabbi Elo yitzafun. Show us where Rabbi Elo is hiding. Amru le Rabbi Avo said to Rabbi Avo responded, Olatz binara aronis achoronis ironis vihi garoto. He was up the entire night, and therefore he's sleeping now. Amri la b'isha, some say that was because he was with his wife. Va'amri la b'mesechta, and some say it because he was up learning. Same incident happened the opposite direction with Rabbi Elo. Amri le, the Talmidim said to Rabbi Elo, Atzpinenu heichan Rabbi Avo. Tell, show us where Rabbi Avo is. Amri lehen, nisyoetz b'machtir. He got permission from the keser, from the king, the Hignev, and he went down south, Limifi Boishes, to sit by the wise people in the south. Gemara now continues with another interesting saying. Amar Rabbi Shua ben Chanina, Miyamai la nischani adam chutz me'isha tinok v'tinokos. The only people that were victorious over me with words were a woman, a small male child, and a small female child. Isha mahi. I was a guest by somebody. Asali Pulin, the woman made for me a dish of legumes. Biyom Rishon, achaltim, the second day,
I ate it. For lo shiarti mem klum, I didn't leave anything over. Shniya, the second day, achaltim, I ate them again. For lo shiarti mem klum. But yom hashlishi, hikti chasan b'melach. There was too much salt in it. Kiyun shetam, tiyun tasha. Once I tasted it, mashach the other man, I didn't continue eating because it was too salty. Amrali, that woman said to me, Rebbe mipnei ma'an chasad, why are you not eating? Amarti lo, kfar sa'atim bodyom, I already ate today. He didn't want to say the food was not good. On her lap, Lee, she said to me, Haychalim shochet yadcha, min apas. Then why did you eat the bread? Vamrali, Rebbe shalom lem aloni nachta peya birishonim. Maybe because you didn't leave a little bit left over for me, but on the previous occasions, and you wanted to leave over more food for me. In other words, she was giving him mussar that he previously hadn't left over food for her. Lo kacham lo chachamim. The chacham did not say this. In other words, what you did was not correct. Imer shayrim peya bi'ilfus. You don't leave over food from the pan. Al meshayrim peya bi'ka'ara. Here, peya is a similar type of idea to the mitzvah d'oraisa of peya, of leaving over in the corner of the field that you're supposed to leave over for the person that's serving you. Hence, she pointed out in their talking the mistake that Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanina had made. B'tinokas, the tinokas also gave me mussar. Ma'hi pa'machas yisi ma'al derech. V'yisi derech overes b'sada. I had a way that would pass through a field. V'yisi ma'alach ba. And I would traverse it. Amali tinokas achas, there was one young girl who said to me, Rebbe, lo sada yizu? Is this not a field? How could you walk through it? It's private property. I had an answer for her. Amarti lo, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanina said, I responded to her, lo derech kvushahi? It was already taken by the public. In other words, the reason why I'm walking through is because the public already walks through this. Hence, it would not be prohibited to walk through it. However, she reported, Amali listim kumoscha kavshua. The reason why it was taken is because gangsters like you walk through it. But really, you are contributing to the problem that gangsters have begun to walk through it, but it never became public property. Tinik mahi, what's the case of the tinok? Pamachas yisi mahalach b'derek. For yisi tinik yoshe al parasha strachim, there was a small child sitting by the crossroads. V'amarti lo, beze derech nelech le'ir, and I asked him how to go to the city. Amar, the child said, k'sar v'aruka. So you want, there is a short one, which is long. Zu aruka k'tzara, and the other one is long, which is short. V'alachti b'k'tzar v'aruka, and it shows the first one that he had said, the short but long one. Kivin shigati le'ir, when I got close to the city, matzasi shemakifin osa gagos u'pardesin. I saw that I couldn't get into the city. Chazarti l'chor, I went backwards. Amarti lo, benini. You said it was short. Amarli, the child responded, Lo amarti l'chashi aruka, I also said that it is long. In other words, that's what I meant when I said, Ksara, it's easy to get there, but varuka, it's long because you're not going to be able to get in. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanina was thrilled about the sharpness of this child. Neshaktiv, I gave him a kiss, al rosha v'amarti lo, and I said to him, Ashrechem Yisrael shekulchem chachom gedolim atem, Migdolchem v'ad k'tanchem, that you're even greater than the famous Chacham, you're even sharper than the famous, your famous Chacham. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Haggadah Torah from Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and Be'ezer Hashem, we now go on to the Halacha section.